CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. China is urging the U.S. government, Congress and communities to firmly oppose the action of pressuring Chinese RMB exchange rate with its domestic legislation. In a written statement, Foreign Ministry spokesman Ma Zhaoxu says pressuring the RMB exchange rate by way of domestic legislation is a wrongdoing, urging the U.S. to resist protectionism and the politicization of economic and trade issues.His remarks came in response to the U.S. Senate's passing of the Currency Exchange Rate Oversight Reform Act. The bill is especially directed at Chinese currency, the yuan, which the U.S. claims is undervalued to make Chinese exports to the U.S. cheaper. Meanwhile, Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Shen Danliang suggests the bill would fly in the face of international norms if it became law.
At this crucial moment of global economic recovery, the U.S. Senate uses legislation to force the appreciation of trading partners' currencies. This implies an upgrade of a protectionism of trade.
The controversial legislation still needs the approval of both the House of Representatives and President Barack Obama before becoming law.Chinese President Hu Jintao has met Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin in Beijing, calling yesterday's meeting between Putin and Premier Wen Jiabao pragmatic and productive. The President expressed his belief that Putin's visit will further promote the development of the China-Russia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership of Cooperation. China and Russia reached a critical agreement on oil pricing following the 16th regular meeting between the two countries' prime ministers.The two sides also nearing the deal on the pricing of natural gas. Energy pricing is one of the key issues on the discussion between Putin and Chinese leaders during his visit. China's foreign ministry says that 12 Chinese citizens are dead and one remains missing, following last week's attack on two ships in Thailand. The statement follows the identification of the bodies pulled from the Mekong River.Around 50 family members of the victims are now waiting for permission to head to Thailand to identify the bodies. The Chinese sailors were killed following an attack by suspected drug traffickers. A batch of emergency humanitarian aid provided by the Chinese government has landed in Tripoli, the first Chinese aid to the Libyan capital since the outbreak of the conflict.The 43-ton aid of rice, edible oil and medicines is the first part of a $3.2 million Chinese package to Tripoli. The second and third batches will also arrive within the week. In addition, China's Red Cross Society has pledged a $7.8 million aid to Libya. The first batch was sent to Benghazi in August.Tourism authorities on the Chinese mainland and Taiwan will meet in Beijing tomorrow to discuss allowing more mainland cities' residents to visit the island as individual tourists. A spokesman of the State Council Taiwan Affairs Office says the mainland feels positive about expanding the number of mainland cities that Taiwan allows to take individual trips through a trial program. Since late June, Taiwan has opened the door to residents of the mainland cities of Beijing, Shanghai and Xiamen.So far, 868,000 tourists, including 11,000 solo tourists, have visited Taiwan this year. Hong Kong Chief Executive Donald Tsan says the Hong Kong government would resume the Home Ownership Scheme, a subsidized sale program of public housing to help low- and middle-income families buy their own homes. He made the announcement in his seventh and last policy address to the Legislative Council.The new scheme would be targeted at families with a monthly household income under 30,000 Hong Kong dollars, or about $3,850, mainly first-time home buyers. Donald Tsan's five-year term as Hong Kong chief executive will end on June 30, 2012. A group of 14 mountain climbers who had lost contact with outsiders for 13 days have walked out of the mountains in southwest China.Authorities in Aba Prefecture of Sichuan Province say the travelers are all in good health. The group, including 9 tourists from Shanghai and Zhejiang, 1 local guide and 4 porters, lost contact with outsiders after entering the Haizi Ravine, a famous tourist site, on September 30th. Relatives reported the case to the authorities on Sunday, and the Aba government then mobilized a rescue team for the search. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.